Now that Halloween has passed, groups recommend recycling leftover jack-o'-lanterns rather than sending them to landfills. Pumpkins are 90% water, and the National Wildlife Federation's David Mizajewski says once the seeds are removed, they break down quickly and can make a good addition to your compost pile. If you don't have a compost pile, he says some local recycling centers, nearby farms, or community gardens may collect old pumpkins for composting.
If your pumpkins are not like really, really squishy and rotten, you can also crack them open and leave a couple of them out in your yard, and they'll be a nice little treat for the birds and the squirrels and some of the other wildlife.
He says generally the NWF recommends against feeding wildlife, especially mammals, but it's okay to give the local wildlife a once-a-year treat of a pumpkin or two, as long as it hasn't been painted or sprayed with anything to keep out pests. But he adds it's important not to go overboard and to avoid leaving pumpkins out if you live in an area with a rat problem. Mizajewski says pumpkin seeds also have a variety of uses. He says you can use them to grow your own pumpkin plants for the spring.
Now, not only is that going to result in you having your own little private pumpkin patch, but the flowers that pumpkins put out, pumpkins are part of the squash family, and they actually can be an important source of nectar and pollen for some of our wild native bees.
He recommends toasting the seeds as a treat for yourself or scattering them raw outdoors or in bird feeders for backyard birds. He adds there's more information on how to create wildlife-friendly landscapes in your yard online at nwf.org/garden. I'm Lily Bulkey reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.